The post office in Portland, Maine, had to be closed for several hours on Friday night and again on Saturday after envelopes filled with white powder jammed letter sorting equipment, spilling the powder over the equipment and over postal workers. Detective Lieutenant Joseph Lachlan joins us now from his office in Portland, Maine. Joe Lachlan, when you went over to the post office and found what had happened, what did you all do?
Well, by the time I arrived and detectives arrived, patrol units had been there along with fire equipment and medical units as well. We assumed at this point it was a biomedical threat, and we treated it as such. So people were quarantined, and then we began a pretty much protracted operation of where to proceed next as far as getting people into a safe location and decontaminate them. Also get the substance to a lab to get tested to see what we had.
Now, this happened two nights in a row. Where in this process did you realize what you were dealing with was relatively harmless?
Well, by 10 o'clock on the first night, the laboratory reported that the preliminary results that no spores were indicated and it looked like some type of household substance, although they couldn't be sure. The second night, ironically, the same mail handler, the same machine, came across a similar envelope, which exploded. And we went through the exact same process we did the night before, although it was a little more coordinated from our experience. We discovered that one envelope went to a woman in Saco and another to a woman in Kennebunk. From there, we determined that one was a mother and one was a daughter. So we knew there was some commonality, and ultimately, we were able to determine it was the mother's other daughter who is mentally ill, mentally challenged, and had mailed them directly to the mother and the daughter, thinking it would be humorous and frighten them to some degree. And the result was quite different.
What did the powder turn out to be?
We're still in the process of testing that, but we do know that there's no biomedical threat at this point.
I've seen reported one figure that this may have cost as much as $300,000 in overtime pay and other costs by the time the second hoax was over.
That's speculation. I can't answer that. I know from the police department's perspective and from my experience that it definitely costs a lot of money because many people were called in. In the following days, every day we handle a dozen or so requests to look at packages and suspicious material, and it's really taken its toll on all of us.
Detective Lachlan, do you expect that the person who sent these powdery envelopes through the mail will be prosecuted for something?
I do expect that, and that is our hope, and we want to get the message out to the community that we're going to investigate any of these instances to the fullest extent for prosecution. In this case, I mean, buildings were evacuated, people were frightened, families were frightened, and it has a ripple effect through the entire community.
Thanks very much, Detective Lachlan.
Thank you.
Detective Lieutenant Joseph Lachlan of the City of Portland Police. He joined us from his offices there.